Hi, everybody. Let's just get right into it. How's the sound? Because I re-listened to, let me turn down this a little bit. Sound, check, 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 check. I re-listened to my sound yesterday, and it sucked. So I was trying to make it louder because some people are like, because some people wanted louder sound, and so I did it. And yesterday I did a real music heavy episode, and there was a ton of clipping and peaking, and it sucked. So I was a little pissed off about that. So let me know how the sound is in the chat. Is it good? Hang on. Check, check, check. Stupid wire. Do you guys ever have it where like just a wire itself becomes like doesn't really work very well? I'm not a tech guy, but this wire, it's almost like it's almost like a hose. But the wire blatantly doesn't work anymore. All right. Oh, did you check out the my bear here? We have to name the bear. Let me know what we should name the bear. Soy wires. Love the bear on the stool. Maybe get a stand to fit it better. Yeah, I mean, or we could just accept what we have here. This is my Uncle Bear. I think what we should do is just continuously trying to try to make up stories about the backstory of the bear. Like what? Stool Bear. He's my sidekick. 'Cause every good show needs a sidekick. So I go, so what did the a Jew, a black and a white walk into a bar? And then he goes, what happened then, Big Bear? Flat Bear, Uncle Ramus Bear, his name is Ray Bear. It's gotta fit. It's gotta fit though. It's gotta fit to what we're up to. Story Bear. He always has a story. Sidekick Bear. I like Sidekick Bear. Sidekick Bear is hysterical. Is that Andy Rick Bear? Rick Bear? I see, but I don't even want Andy Richter to have that honor. I can't stand that fat just child, that estrogen rich pile of shit that is Andy Richter. Bro Bear? So in the comment section, write what the backstory is of this bear. And do it when I upload this to Owen Benjamin Comedy, not at Owen Benjamin Live. I take down all those videos as soon as we're done streaming. Because why let them, why leave it up there to have them only get me strikes against my thing? Unbearable. Second chair bear. But how sweet is this bear? Green Dragon Bear sent it to me. All right, so let's talk about Sinead O'Connor. Today I'm talking about Sinead O'Connor, Tommy Robinson, Tucker Carlson. I just wrote Rutch. What the hell does that mean? I did a little more research into Zeppelin. It's kind of crazy stuff going on there with Jimmy Page. Someone pointed out that vulnerability isn't a good thing. I like that. I think that I have been word tricked. There's been a word trick with the golden rule. We're going to talk about the Sound of Music. Advice to someone who has to deal with SJWs at work. And we're going to talk about how Judas was potentially the first virtue signaler. Or it may have been Cain. All right. So let's just start going through some stuff. What do you think, Story Bear? That's right. He's my sidekick. I don't have to pay him very much. He's Union. Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen and Crazy Eyes. Ford in Arizona was rigged. Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. A lot going on right now. All right. Barbarian. This is a great place for the bear. Kane was the first member of Antifa. That's hysterical. Yeah, I just pitched that idea to Crowder this morning. Judas, because when Judas anointed Jesus, when they no, when they were anointing Jesus' feet with oil, Judas was like, he said that they shouldn't waste the money on the oil and they should give it to the poor. He was the first virtue signaler. Now, always be wary of those people, the people that say they're going to stop the poor. I think it's fascinating. Jennifer commented, those who have virtue signal usually are so riddled with vice that they have no virtue left and they actually have no idea what virtue actually is. Yeah, it's almost like closet gay guys trying to act straight, where they're like, yeah, let's beat up some faggots and squeeze some tits. It's like, that's not what we do. That's not straight behavior. Straight guys don't sit around thinking about beating up gay guys. Gay guys sit around thinking about beating up gay guys, except they want to beat them up with their dicks. Yeah. You can say that sodomy's weird and gross, but not have a hatred towards gay people. That's where I fit in. Like, dudes who put their dicks in dudes' assholes, that's weird. It's absolutely weird. That being said, I would never in a million years seek out a gay man and beat him up. That's insane. The only people that would do that would be gay people that somehow have some sort of fetish. That makes no sense. I was actually thinking about the golden rule last night. I wrote an Instagram joke because I enjoy you guys' feedback, and I said it was kind of like a logical. I don't know if you guys are experiencing this, but my phone doesn't even load anymore. It's crazy. But basically, the idea was I said Do unto others as you would want done unto you. And then the other person says, well, I have a pretty intense rape fantasy. And then the other person says, okay, Tyrone, let's rethink this thing. And then someone made a really great point that I'm trying to get to, but it's just a spinning wheel of nonsense. I try not to get paranoid because, like, it's almost like a victim mentality to think that everyone's against you and all that shit. But sometimes I really do think that certain people get put on a list where people just fuck with their electronics. I mean, that sounds weird. I've no way to justify that. But all I'm saying is ever since I've spoken out about certain things, things don't load well. Cause they're not quite ready to really drop the hammer. So instead what they do is they just make your life molasses. All right, let's... I'm going to do this. I'm not going to let them not share this thing. Because so many people, they get unsubscribed from my channel. They try to hit like, they can't. It's insane. And right now, this is just spinning. And we have strong Wi-Fi. Because it makes it so... What it does is it makes it so people sound crazy when they complain. And then now we're starting to see that Tommy Robinson just got kicked off PayPal. Tommy Robinson's an actual journalist reporting on the abuse of children, and PayPal will not let him take donations anymore. So they have a game plan that eventually they will, and PayPal is a multinational, giant corporation, and all that does is hurt their stockholders or... I mean, they lose money on it. Every time you give someone a PayPal, they get a percentage. And so doing that only hurts the owners. It's insane. Okay, so this guy says, good thing the real biblical version is the contrapositive of the pop culture version. This is the Marxist bullshit, right? Because they'll take something and they'll just switch it, just like the vulnerability thing that I'm about to talk about. The real version is do not do unto others that which you would not want done unto you. Whereas the pop version is do unto others that which you want done unto you. Do you see the glaring difference? If you're a sodomite with a rape fantasy, you can rape someone's ass and say that that's the golden rule because you're doing unto someone that you want done unto you. That isn't the version. It's do not do unto others that which you would not want done unto you. That's what it's called negative rights versus positive rights. In America, we have negative rights, God-given rights, which is the right. It's the right to have people not do things to us. The leftist Marxist rights are the ones of doing unto. Like, you have a right to healthcare. You have a right to education. Now, that's all bullshit because you can't differentiate what healthcare, what education. Someone else has to decide what that is for you. And someone else has to have their labor and their money taken from them to give to you based on your quote-unquote right. That's a satanic right. The actual right is you have a right to not have things done unto you. I hope people see that unbelievable difference. Yeah, so I'm glad. So Brandon Mern, you did a great job explaining that. Because some people are getting, we're getting annoyed by the Big Bear. They're like, well, fuck it, don't be a dick about the golden rule. It's biblical. I'm like, I just say what, because I thought that was in the Bible what I was making fun of. And I thought it was wrong. I mean, that's the thing about me is like, I got back into Christianity because it literally makes sense. And it just, to me, is blatantly accurate. If I think things aren't adding up, I'm the first person that's going to say things aren't adding up. And so I'm glad that someone got to explain to me what was actually wrong about it. Because it's a what is not to be done to you, not what you deserve. And that makes all the difference. All right, let's go through some stuff. So yesterday, me and Walter went to the park. Of course, Amy and Charlie were there as well. But a baby and then the woman carrying the baby are the least fun parts of the park. It's the 2.5-year-old and the giant dude. We're the ones that really bring the action to the park. And so I'm going to show you the best way to push a kid on a swing. So here we go. First, it's a great way to have them work on their numbers during elevated heart rate. Because as a performer, I know that when I'm in front of a lot of people, you get an adrenaline dump sometimes and you don't always remember your songs. It's the same with fighting. That's why the Steven Seagal method of having to catch someone's finger in midair and doing some weird thing doesn't actually work in MMA. Crowder taught me that when there's an adrenaline dump, you lose the ability of using fine motor skills. It's just like when you're pushing a kid on a swing, they're so excited that they sometimes forget their numbers. So it's a good time to work on how to think while you have excitement.
You forgot about two. One.
Two.
Three.
Three.
I'm a crab. 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 I'm a crab.
All right. So you see, he remembered the two. And after we did it for a while, he got better at two and one, two, three and everything. And now I've established that I'm a crab and I'm going for kneesies. So now you'll see what's coming next to teach him about strategy.
One.
Three. So you got the two that time without me even. Knees. So I'm going for the knees, right? Watch this.
I'm going to get your feet.
He's blown away at this point. So he's like, okay, dad is a crab, and he's only going for kneesies. And so he's prepared himself for the kneesies. But now I even told him, I'm like, I will tell you what is next, and that's feet. See? Because this is what life does. Life will throw you these curveballs.
It's your feet. Get your feet.
You hear that laugh? Because that laugh was like, ha-ha, dada. He really went for the feet after kneesies with crabs were established. Watch this.
Get your feet.
He got it. You see? See how much information can be transferred by just a basic game of swings? All right. It's like, oh, dad is a kneesies guy. You can't expect that. You can't expect that dad won't go for feet. Isn't that right? Sidekick Bear. Sidekick Bear doesn't say a lot, but he says a lot with his eyes and his giant teeth. And I mean, that's legit, guys. Like bear claws are freakishly. They're scary. Keep the microphone, even if it means hitting a woman, Jim Acosta. Now, let's be honest. He didn't hit a woman, but he did use his toxic masculinity to keep a microphone away from the woman. I got a lot of good comments about my breakdown of that yesterday in the live stream. So I know some people can't listen to these whole episodes. So I put that up as a standalone on my YouTube yesterday. Jim Acosta, that douche. Isn't that right, Sidekick Bear? You are testy today. Oh, so it turns out this guy's a douche. I was playing that. I've been carrying my troubles in this pack strapped to my shoulder ever since I was a baby. This guy is a douche. So I ended up commenting on his. I said, hey, man, I'm a big fan, but I never knew you were a homosexual. Living with HIV, I know, can be hard. You know, I just went on and on. And people were like, so you're homophobic? I'm like, no, I was being very sincere that I know what it must be like to have to be so into something like sodomy that's so disgusting and have to hide it from the world. I was being compassionate. It's weird how people can mistake compassion with fear. I don't fear homosexuals. I have tons of compassion for what it must be like to just want nothing more than to jam your cock in a man's asshole. And then all the repercussions that come from it. You know, very dangerous lifestyles, a lot of addiction. Of course, HIV. You have to become friends with Bert Kreischer. Let's see here. Right, come on, wire. There we go. This guy's a pussy. Ever since, because a bunch of people wrote me about him. They're like, yeah, he used to be cool. Like, he worked on a farm and then he just started putting his dick in dudes' asses. All right, come on. I need to get a new wire. I don't even know what this is, though. Hartling did all this for me. There we go. That works. What we got here? Guys, the media is not totally biased. We're all conspiracy theorists. And as we see, a lot of young people think that us old timers, it literally is like a straw. If I just get it balanced right, it'll work. There we go, balance. There's definitely people with OCD right now that this is driving them crazy. There's definitely someone who's had to shut off the stream because they're like, that wire thing is giving me anxiety. Okay, well, you're fine. Everything's fine. Isn't that right, Sidekick Bear? That's how he was until someone shot him in the head. Yeah, I mean, Obama, they treated like a god, and then Trump, they treat like shit. And Trump is crushing. He's starting to do executive orders now. That's the beauty of not having the House. This is what I think. I think him not having the House is the best thing that could ever happen, because now he can be like King Obama and just start signing executive orders, because he doesn't have to even go under the pretense that he's going to get laws done. So he's going to be like, all right, there's going to be executive orders that Jim Acosta has to shut his fucking mouth. That was another YouTube picture of the same boy that I talked about yesterday. Look at the kid's mouth. The way the kid is. Oh, that's just so fucking weird. Oh, and real quick, someone pointed out that vulnerability isn't something that you should go for. Because yesterday I was talking about being an artist. It's all about being vulnerable. It's not. It's about being courageous. Vulnerable implies that others can hurt you. And that's one of those weird word tricks that I didn't understand until I said it, which is one of the reasons I read the comments. I read it to learn. And granted, every now and then you'll have some buddy be like, you've really lost your mind, Big Bear. Have I lost my mind? Or have I just found a new best friend that happens to be a dead bear sitting on my stool? But vulnerability is not a virtue, because you should protect yourself. Courage is. What I was trying to say was courage, not vulnerability. That the ability of putting yourself out there, allowing criticism from others, allowing ostracism, allowing violence, and knowing you'll be okay. And if you're not okay, that's still okay. That's not vulnerability. That's courage. So thank you, whoever told me that I have no idea who you are, but your message was imprinted on my mind. Hugepianist.com for tour dates and specials. And of course, paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to write me a little note and tip, throw a little honey in the jar. It's always very, very helpful. And also, we get your emails. And you can ask any of the bears. I never mass email people unless I'm going on tour or a new special comes out. For when it's inevitable that they'll take all my social media eventually if Trump doesn't do something about it. But I have to keep operating like everything's fine, because when you start self-censoring is when they have you. And people are like, they, listen to yourself. Who's they? And then, but don't say who. The Jews. They is a much better word for them. That's a joke, by the way. Kind of. I mean, a lot of they are Jews, but a lot of Jews aren't they. So that's why I just say they. Because if you say Jews. All right. Speaking of Jews. No, I'm just kidding. Tucker Carlson's actually from the, I think he's from the Sarah Lee fortune. That's what I'm talking about. If you just think it's Jews, you don't understand how money works in America. A lot of old fortunes like the Vanderbilts and all this stuff. It's not Jewy. It's Anglican. A lot of them. And of course the Illuminamish. But anyway, what happened to Tucker? I'm buying some sweet guns today. As soon as this is over, we're going to go load up. Because a good thing about bullets and guns, it's actually a good investment a lot of times. Bullets can operate as a currency. If your currency goes to shit, and I'll be honest, I don't understand how crypto works. I like things that have some sort of tangible thing. Because just like what happened with fiat currency, a bunch of them can just crack the code and just start adding zeros. So I don't understand why that wouldn't happen with crypto. People are like, well, it's decentralized. You have machines to do your mining for you. I'm like, I don't know. Bullets can be very valuable because they can last for decades if they're in a, you know, a cool, dry place, I guess, would be the best place for them. But bullets are valuable and they are a currency. And so if you buy a bunch of bullets and God forbid the government shuts down and no, actually that'd be, I don't like the government, obviously, but rule of law shuts, it goes to shit and our money becomes like Venezuela, bullets would become extremely valuable. That's why that old Chris Rock joke about you should charge like $20,000 for a bullet that'll end crime. He may get his wish if he continues to push leftism. Bullets would legitimately become extremely expensive and $20,000 would have no value. So I'm going to go stock up. There's one type of shotgun that that I'm going to get that looks sick. I want to get it right because I know a lot of you guys are real into this shit. It's called the Benelli M4 Tactical Semi-Auto Shotgun. It's insanely cool. Because a lot of times shotguns will have a big recoil. And the semi-autos are cool because that recoil goes, some of that energy is used to reload the next slug. And that sounds fucking awesome. Oh, and a lot of people kind of reacted yesterday to when I was talking about Creep by Radiohead. And you guys were like, dude, it's about feelings from high school. Big Bear, like, we've all... Yes, that's why I didn't call him a pedophile. That's why I didn't say he was like Bono. I made sure I said that I'm not condemning you to Radiohead. I was using it as contrast to Otis Redding. That being said, the reaction makes me think there's something there, and I may go down some rabbit holes, but because people got so touchy. When you get touchy, that's a sign of false idols. It's just like Peterson and all that stuff. That being said, I have no desire to research Radiohead as potential Satanists because they don't seem that way. I like the song Creep, but it's weird and creepy. But someone pointed out... But here's the thing. He's saying, I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. It's not he's a creep, he's a weirdo. This is what you got to watch out for. If it's about another person or it's about like someone who's stalking you or you're doing artistic, you're being artistic where you're describing a person in a place, in a mindset that isn't you, that's awesome. Art is great. I love art. Keep art free, all that stuff. But there is a thing that happens with music where you get people to sing along with the first person subject. I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. It's a psychological fact that when you get people to repeat, because I've gotten a lot of emails from actual former occultists, and what they say is that repetition is a big, big, big thing when you're trying to get people to internalize these feelings. So you get masses of people. So you have the herd mentality where you have people looking at each other for approval and everyone's doing it. And that's how like humans think. When a ton of people are doing the same thing, it lets you start instinctively, your subconscious thinks that is acceptable. And it's not, he's a creep, he's a weirdo. What the hell is he doing here? He don't belong here. It's I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. And so it's like exercise. There's a great book out called Persuasion. And then before it was called Influence, where this Cialdini, this author, he talked about how if you get someone to write out, physically handwrite opinions that aren't their own, a year later, there's a high percentage that they will then think those things are their opinions. It's why you get people to swear oaths. It's why you pray. It's why, like, when you say things out loud, it's right out of Genesis. When you say, when you name something, when you speak something, it makes it more real. And there is real, like when you pray or when you say, I love you to your wife, or there's good real, and then there's bad real, where you get millions of people to scream, I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo, what the hell am I doing here, I don't belong here. That's not good for your mind. And again, I get it, I can sound judgmental. I'm not trying to sound judgmental, I'm not trying to sound like a buzzkill, I'm not trying to sound like a wet blanket, I'm not trying to sound not fun. These are psychological facts. When you get tons and tons of people to get together and scream things, it enters them. And that's my only point. And I'm not like, I like, Radiohead is a great band. Fake Plastic Trees and stuff. You know, I don't want to not like Radiohead. I don't want to not like a lot of this shit. But things that are. The Bible tells us in this world, tells us to be in this world, but not of this world. By nature, it means we have to be weirdos. Yeah, I'm not against the song. So many people, it's like, it's like navigating. And this is the thing. I've thought about this. I've thought about, do I just stop reading comments? No, 90% of you guys have a lot to offer. And even the ones that say this bullshit have something to offer, I guess, because I must stay tormented, I guess, for some fucking reason. But like, it's like navigating a menstruating woman with schizophrenia sometimes, where it's like, you could be like, hi. It's like, well, why would you say hi? Do you think I have a drug problem? It's like, dude, Radiohead song Creep is blatantly fucking weird. The same thing happened with U2. The same thing happened with Jordan Peterson. It's like, if you guys seriously write books of explanations why I'm wrong, and most of it is just about why I'm personally wrong and you're not arguing my point, I will start digging. And as a history major, my only skill I got from that shit, the only reason it was worth any money at all to get that major, was research skills. I'm really good at researching. People have even emailed me about, like, how do I research? It's a whole process about primary documents, secondary documents. You know, you have to start seeing corroborating evidence is big. Where if you see one person just says their opinion about something and no one else does, that's not valuable research. If several people from different walks of life and different motivations say something, that's something you dive into. And then you try and get first primary documents. A primary document would be like birth certificates, video footage of something, things like that. Like things where you go, look, this. Opinions of strangers are the least valuable things when proving a point. So if you want, I'll fucking start dismantling all this shit. Because the same thing happened with Zeppelin. And I tried to be like, Jimmy Page bought Aleister Crowley's home and lived in it in Scotland. That it was built on the site that a church was burned down with people inside. Jimmy Page was an active weirdo. He also toured the country with a 14-year-old girl. So feel free to keep being like, oh, how dare you say one thing about my fucking false idol asshole. It's like, fuck you guys. Radiohead is never outgrowing teen angst. Right, which is weird. When you're stuck as a child, that's why the Sound of Music, the uncle freaked me out. When he was like, when you're like an older person and you're like, I'm like a child. Or you're like angsty like a child. That means trauma stuck you somewhere that you can't get out of. Like Michael Jackson was a child when he died. And a lot of times those are people you don't want around your kids. What do you think? Well, he's biased. Anyway, ignore them, not us. I know, but don't get me wrong. You grow and you learn from friction. So you got to accept that I spiral. Because spiraling, it's like lifting weights, what it does is it does mini tears on your muscles so that when it regrows, it gets stronger and bigger. That's like the whole point of exercise. And you don't want to just exhaust yourself. Like lifting weights for 5 hours to exhaustion doesn't help your body. It's about like short, hard, agitating, like damaging workouts actually make your body become much, much stronger, and rest. So it's rest accompanied by some form of localized trauma. It's the same with growing your mind, where you have to allow yourself to be like, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is this person talking about? I'm going to figure it out. And then you go way down in, and then you learn as much as you can. And then a year later, when you don't even realize it, you'll write a joke about it. Because jokes are based on deep and profound truths, but a lot of times they sound very whimsical and silly, because that's the nature of jokes. Jokes take something that people can't find palatable, and you make it, and you use different timing and exaggeration and hyperbole and irony and all these like fun tricks that we use to make it palatable. And then you can face, because that's how you get someone past trauma, is you get them to slowly face that which they're scared of. That's how people can get past PTSD from war and things like that. It's a slow process of that's the theory behind vaccinations. And that's what does work with vaccinations, is when you expose your body to a small amount of dead horror, it can build and it can figure out how to fight that. So it's like that with growing your knowledge. So don't be scared to be like, I'm agitated mentally. Don't just close down and say, okay, I'm never reading the comments again. That's what I think that's part of what happened to Rogan. Cause Rogan told me not to read comments. And I'm like, he's like, you don't know who they are. They could be schizophrenic. It's a mess down there. Sam Harris would say the same stuff. He would always say like, oh, it's just a toxic minefield of shit in the comment section. And I'd always be like, no, it's not. Like, I've learned some profound shit about everything from the comment section. I want to know how people think and feel. And if you can't figure out the difference between a artificial AstroTurf bot response and a human response, and that's why the bear thing was... Do you guys understand one of the main reasons we started the bears? No offense. And by the way, those of you just listening, when I sound like I'm talking to somebody else, it's literally a bear. But if people put the little bear icon in their Twitter handle when I was getting swarmed and just physically removed from Hollywood, I knew that it was friendly. Because the algorithms couldn't adapt as fast as we could. So we put little bears. So please, on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, if you put a little bear icon in your name, I would know that it was one of us. And so that way you could even disagree with me, and I wouldn't be upset or think you were trying to get me banned, because I'm like, oh, that's a human being with choice who disagrees with me, not one of these swarms. Because that's the thing. It's tyranny, authoritarianism, the weak-minded, the Canaanites, you know, the people that want to take virtue from you because they can't do it, is the mother of invention. Necessity is the mother of invention? I think necessity plus a bunch of assholes trying to swarm you online is the mother of invention, because in that moment, you have to adapt. And I think that we did a lot in a very short amount of time to adapt to this bullshit. How are you guys? Being broke is the mother of invention? See, I don't think so. I think that people lived in squalor for a very, very long time. Let's just keep going. I haven't even gotten to a bunch of good stuff yet. Okay, so Tucker Carlson. Look at this. So Tucker Carlson, they were threatening me and my family. I called my wife. She had been in the kitchen alone getting ready to go to dinner, and she heard pounding on the front door and screaming. Someone started throwing himself against the front door and actually cracked the front door. So a bunch of Antifa people, it's on video, surrounded Tucker Carlson's house. They doxed his address. They were chanting, you know, we know where you live and shit like that. His wife was sobbing and hiding in a corner somewhere. And so Stephen Colbert tweeted, Fighting Tucker Carlson's ideas is an American right. Targeting his home and terrorizing his family is an act of monstrous power. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that Stephen Colbert is only saying that because of a socioeconomic thing. These people that are backing Tucker right now, don't get me wrong, I obviously am backing Tucker Carlson in this situation. But it's Stephen Colbert is only doing it because he's rich and he lives in one of their neighborhoods. One of their neighborhoods, by the way, if the migrant caravan ended up next to Stephen Colbert's house, the first thing he would do is demand that Donald Trump do something about it. When Antifa almost murdered a man in front of me outside of the Night for Freedom event, Stephen Colbert was still saying that they were anti-fascists. When Antifa members beat a woman with a bike lock in the head or have done just thrown piss at Crowder or been openly plotting violence against people who think against them, none of these people care. They only care because Tucker Carlson may be ideologically slightly opposed to some of these leftists, but he's a member of their social class, and that's all they care about. I think one of the real end, the end of journalism being a real thing is when they all got rich. That's really what happened. It's when these, my father told me that when I was young, that when these journalists, quote unquote, these investigative journalists are living next door to the very people they're supposed to investigate, they're not going to do a very good job. And they're not on your side. They're not on my side. And there are wealthy people that still keep it real, and God bless those people. But in general, people kind of defend their own. And in America, it is not race. It is social class. That's one reason why I get a little annoyed by all the people being like, yeah, well, you live in a neighborhood, like fucking, you know, white people got to stick together. It's like Don Lemon is not white, and he probably lives down the street from Tucker Carlson. These people have their own social class. And if you don't realize that, you're retarded. That you know, if you have one of these black fucking social elites, I'm blanking right now on who's a good example. Don Lemon just popped in my head because he's a bitter little fruit, just like his last name. Oh, you like that? You like dad jokes, don't you? Don't you, Sidekick Bear? But these people don't give a shit about you. And so once the violence got to their neighborhood was the first time they're like, hey, guys, let's really listen to each other. They don't care about your ideas. They don't care about your protection. They would grind you and your family into dust if it meant another year on television. And I swear to God, that's not an exaggeration. They would put you in a tree chipper, a brush bandit, and watch blood and gore and broken little bones shoot out of it if it meant they could have money and power for one more year. I promise you that's a fact. They have no morality, none. But they have fear. And that's what I keep trying to tell people, where it's like, appeal to what they are. They will not be appealed to a good argument. I see this on the right all the time. People think that pointing out hypocrisy will do a fucking thing to a Nancy Pelosi or a Stephen Colbert or any of these people. They don't care. When their own people came in, and Antifa is because of the rhetoric of people like Stephen Colbert and all these other idiots. And when they keep blaming Trump for all this, no, they created Antifa. When all these people, when Don Lemon says that they're good, they're anti-fascists, they're green-lighting violence. Every time you say it's okay to do something, you allow someone to go a little bit farther and a little bit farther. And so the only reason Colbert stood up for him at all was because he is now scared. It's not out of the goodness of his heart. These people do not operate out of good and evil. They operate out of need and shame. That's it. When Stephen Colbert was saying that Donald Trump's mouth was a cock holster for Putin's cock, that could get us into war. Do you understand that? And I'm all about free speech. Do your joke, Stephen Colbert. I'm not saying, you fucking idiots in the comment section, I'm not saying that he should be stopped from saying that, but understand your moral compass should stop you from saying that. That being on a friendly relationship with Putin could literally save millions of lives. And so these people, But see, that's not at their doorstep, because a nuclear holocaust or a lot of these things wouldn't come to them. And it wouldn't. It just wouldn't. And so fuck them. And their kids don't serve in the military. They don't. Their kids are not dying of opioid addictions. Their kids are not. They're now just scared because these people. And by the way, a lot of journalists, a lot of these like these quote unquote journalists, these blue check mark pussies that aren't yet in their social circle. The monster that these elites have created were like, I don't have any empathy for Tucker Carlson's wife. She shouldn't have married someone who says such hate. People were literally saying that. Blue check mark journalists were saying that on Twitter. And that's because they're not in the elite class yet. And that's when these Stephen Colbert idiots have to understand is their rhetoric, their message translates very differently to people without money and without purpose. Those people are like, oh, let's burn it all down. They would eat, those people would put Stephen Colbert's body through a chipper and shoot it out if they got to just have one more BuzzFeed article. That's why there is good and evil in the world. That's why I talk about morality a lot. Because if you go down to your base animal bullshit nonsense that we have climbed out of, in a sense, because of Judeo-Christian Western values. I'm saying it like that. I don't know why I just said it like that, but it's actually a very good thing. It's the only reason it's not a race to the bottom. Because it's almost like a moral globalism, where it's almost like the most ruthless, the most disgusting is elevated. And that kills everyone, as we've seen over and over again in history. It's like when you're in one of these leftist, there is no more. When your idols are human, like Kim Jong-un or Stalin, or when instead of Jesus Christ or God or what do the Jews have? Birch Gold. You know, if instead of those things being hung on your wall, you have Stalin or Mao or whatever's coming now, you know, Bono, you're going to die. Because you can't worship human idols. And so every time, like Jordan Peterson is legitimately, I'm not quite ready to make the statement, but I think the dude's a Satanist. His do as you will type shit is really dark. And unless you've studied Satanism, which I had not, you wouldn't have seen it. That's why Vox Day called it so early, because that dude had studied a cult. He's very, very knowledgeable of Christianity and all this stuff. And so that's why he saw that Jordan Peterson was literally almost quoting Aleister Crowley a lot of times. And myself and a bunch of other people were like, oh, this is great. He's bringing the biblical stuff back to me. No, he was giving you another God. His name's Satan. And of course, I remember the church ladies, and I feel weird even saying shit like that. It's like, could it be Satan? Like, I know, you're being judgmental, Sidekick Bear. I understand that I sound like a wet rag, that I'm not fun anymore. I get it. You got cocaine all over your nose, Sidekick Bear. Clean yourself up. But it really is, though. And we're now seeing the results of it. For the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, it was such a slow pull towards nihilism that a lot of people didn't see it. Now you have to see it. We all, in 2018, you have to see the results of these things. And you can bury your head and say, oh no, or admit it, that marriage gone, good and evil gone. Public school is not a safe place. It's not about guns that's causing these mass murders. We all know that deep down inside. Deep down inside, we all know that California has the strictest gun laws in the country. And that one van in France has killed more people and wounded more people than any mass shooting in American history. It's not the gun. It's the culture. The nihilism. And it's a plan so slow and so multi-generational that it has to be the devil. Because people die. There are people that are opportunists. Not just the Jews. There's more of them. That will do short-term things, like Bernie Madoff. I get it, he's a Jew. Don't make this about Jews. But like Bernie Madoff will set up a Ponzi scheme that for billions of dollars and it hurts tons of people, but he got the money and that was short-term opportunism. This long-term degradation of a people and being able to identify monsters and right and wrong and all this stuff, it spans so many lifetimes that it can't be opportunism. That was one reason why I was critical of macroevolution, where it's like, if a genetic shift doesn't benefit that individual organism from having offspring, it wouldn't last. It has to be longer. That's why, like, adaptation is obvious. You can see that in populations. You know, just because of the slave ships not having enough water on them, the only Africans that survived were the ones that retained water well. That's why African Americans have a higher rate of heart problems, like blood pressure problems, hyper something. I don't know. Because they retain water because everybody who didn't died. So that changed the entire genetic lineage of that people. You know, the reason they have, they're the only people that have sickle cell anemia is because if you're heterogeneous for sickle cell anemia, you don't get malaria, but you also don't get sickle cell anemia. Tay-Sachs disease in the Jewish community, if you're heterogeneous, you don't get tuberculosis, which killed so many people in Jewish ghettos that this bad strain that would have been kicked out of any other community lasted because it benefited you because you wouldn't get tuberculosis. You see how these things work? It wouldn't just stay if it didn't have a benefit. And that's why these long-term things like gills and dorsal fins and things that short-term would just make you look like a mutant and slower, I don't understand how they stay. It's the same thing with evil. It's like, I understand why someone would rob a person. I understand why someone would rape a person. I understand why someone would kill a person or set up a scam or lie. But I don't understand why someone would start a multi-generational degradation of a people, because it doesn't benefit, because evil is very short term. It's a very associated with, if you do psychological studies of maximum security prisons, there's a high rate of low impulse control that they can't withhold. They can't, if there's a cupcake in front of them and someone says, if you wait 5 minutes, I'll give you two cupcakes, they can't not eat the cupcake. It's a delayed gratification is not something that happens a lot with criminals. And so delayed gratification over the course of hundreds of years, I mean, that to me makes no sense. And that's why it's almost easier to prove the devil than it is God sometimes, because it's so obvious. Evil and stupid can outbreed the smart and good. Yeah, but see, then there's extinction events for the evil and the stupid. That's the story of Noah's Ark and Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, that whether or not you're religious or not, those are historically accurate to times in history where if you want a biblical vision of something secular, watch like World War Z. You know, when you just have just these people just clamoring at a wall, like, trying to get past it, just their flesh melting off their body. That happens when people don't prepare. Right now, there's incentives to be stupid and to be evil and to be greedy because you get all this fiat currency. If there's a blip, if our economy tanks for 1 year, those people have no savings, no skills, no ability to acquire stuff. They don't have communities. They don't have the moral foundation to get through pain. They're dead. And so short term, it appears that the stupid and the evil outbreed the good and the smart, but long term, absolutely not. And extinction events in human history happen all the time. And we're obviously facing one. I don't know when, though. I don't think we're in the end times. Some people say we do. I don't live that way because I think it's a little, I don't know. Again, I just clicked something. I'll show chat. But they have Netflix specials. Fuck it. I'm selling out. That's hilarious. Never. Idiocracy was kind of funny. No, Idiocracy, there's truth to it. There's truth to it, but only if there is fiat currency and stuff like that. In the actual environment, and you can have a wealthy environment. But let's say there isn't the coercive government to steal money from the wealthy and give it to the inactive. Even if we had the Industrial Revolution and we had oil and we had all these things that brought all these people out of poverty and technology and all this stuff, it would still favor the wealthy to have more children. Even the jungle just gets better. Like you're still in a jungle. It's just a safer jungle. You know, the only reason that right now the idiots are outbreeding the smarts is because they're getting infusions of cash they didn't earn. In any other environment, that wouldn't be the case. All right. You want to see a stupid bitch quote of the day? You did this, Trump, you blood-soaked monster. 11 young people, one CHP officer dead so far. And yes, the gunman was white. How do you feel, Dana Lash, murderer? How do you feel, Wayne? This is just the rantings of madness. Because, okay, this is the definition of racist. Like, imagine if I said to Eric Nimmer, like, there were 50 blacks shot in Chicago this week. How do you feel, murderer? And again, that argument would never work on a bitch like Alan Barkin. It would work only on you guys because it requires a distaste for hypocrisy. These people don't care at all. They're addicted to power and money, and they're really fucked up. Like that's mental illness. What this person is saying. So on some level, she must know that California has the strictest gun laws. The gun was already illegal because he had a magazine that had more bullets, and they shot up a country and western bar filled with white people, and the cop was white. So there's no racial motivation. Laws could not have done anything. And it was in a state that already had the most protection against it. So her argument is completely null and void. So it has to just be the rantings of a schizophrenic donkey. All right. So how do you feel, Dana Lash, murderer? No, this is the removal. This is the removal of any moral obligation on the individual. Dana Lash did not murder anybody. This individual murdered someone. But if you think in demographics and you're truly evil and sadistic, you can't see it anymore. Like this woman, this stupid, stupid cunt probably doesn't even have the ability of seeing a human being anymore. They just see demographic, gender, and wealth and political affiliation. Tell us how we must be armed 24/7 wherever we go. You will reap what you sow. Dead America. Okay, she has no solutions. None. Her way of thinking is why people will have to be armed 24/7. It's like South Africa. It's like the lack of trusting in the neighbor comes from diversity is our strength. No, it isn't. It's not. Trust is. Trust is our strength. Common goals are our strength. And so she is part of a group of people that are pushing an idea that makes nihilism thrive. And so having to be armed 24/7, okay, I'll put it this way. There is no amount of laws that could protect a shooting. Think about prisons. They can't keep guns out of prison. Prison is a giant stone wall, right? Little cells, armed people constantly checking you to make sure you don't have weapons. They still get weapons. So there is no way, because the state is run by people. And my friend Michael Malice will tell you all about North Korea. You go to North Korea, there's so much corruption that you can get whatever you want. There is no legislation that can legislate out evil. That's a contradiction. That's upside down world. Only moral strength that comes from community can get rid of, it never gets rid of evil. It manages evil. So that woman is a racist sociopath, and she's still on Twitter. She still has a television show. She's a vile, vile bitch. And I don't know if she's a Jew. She might be. I mean, most likely. But it's not because, ladies and gentlemen. You think I'm trying to slip in anti-Semitism in a weird way? Ah, sidekick bear. You are just being crazy right now. I hope the Boers buried some of their guns before the South African gun grab. There's a South African gun grab. Never, ever, 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 ever give up your guns. Ever. Oh, and Rogan now, the day after the midterms, everyone's like, have you heard Rogan? He might be back, bro. He was like making fun of like Jim Acosta and like talking about how like stupid it is that Tucker got attacked. And yeah, it's the day after the midterms, you fucking morons. It's the same with fucking Jordan Peterson. What they do, they to make idols of men and to keep people away from reality and from being able to protect themselves from evil, you get people to start trusting a human being and not a truth. And then when it matters, the fucking human being keeps directing their chosen demographic towards voting away their own rights and their own children's future. And then as soon as they have some free time, they rebuild the trust with the retards. And then that's it again. It's fucking obvious once you see it. Once you see it, it's so obvious. It's like Jordan Peterson will just, when no one needs him at all, he's like, always speak truth, eh? And then as soon as they need him, they activate him like a bot. And he's like, Kavanaugh should apologize to all the liars. Rogan is 5'7". I know. And I am, you know, all about height power. Height power. I'm Adolf Hitler. But that being said, I don't want to just kill him for his height. But sometimes you have to have a solution to a problem. The JQ is the Joe question. Joe Rogan question. Will you address the JQ? Oh, you mean Joe Rogan's height? Coop did a Peterson vid with the 300. Will someone address the JQ? Oh, Jews? No, Joe Rogan. Sean says, I'm only 5'6". Well, listen, I have a lot of friends that are small. And I want to just trust you guys, but I just don't even know if I can take the chance anymore on a man under 5'8". 5'8 to 6'1 is fine. Over 6'1 is ideal. Over 6'4 should be the rulers. Under 5'8 is like, I mean, listen, there's probably going to be some casualties. But you have to address the JQ, the Joe question. Why is Joe Rogan 5'6" and why is he so into ninjutsu? And he's such a liar. Unless you're Asian or you're from a background with not a lot of dietary supplements. As long as in the right world, you could be over 5'7". Like if your mom ate properly and stuff like that. But I don't know. I just, under 5'8". If you're American and you're under 5'8" and you're not Asian and you're a man, none of this applies to women, by the way. It's only male. Because I think we have to start focusing on males again. I think trying to make women these like giant figures is really backfiring. Just ask Sweden. Well, you could ask Sweden, but I'm pretty sure who you were about to ask just got raped as I've been describing this. Oh, you think that's sexist? Sidekick Bear, it's not. Sexist is not acknowledging that and letting people just feed themselves to animals like you. When you're not eating berries and honey, we knew what you were eating, Sidekick Bear. Sidekick Bear over here, listen, he wants to tell you that all he eats is honey and berries. Then why the hell does he have those fangs? Why isn't this on the trending tab when we have 1,300 people watching? Do you really have to ask that question? Oh, and Sidekick Bear was probably 8 feet tall. I know, that's why I love Sidekick Bear. Sidekick Bear is awesome. Owen isn't racist, but Sidekick Bear is. Well, yeah, he's a brown bear. Brown bears, they're jealous of grizzly bears, the beautiful white ones, and they hate black bears because black bears just keep getting in their garbage cans. My daughter's 5'11". Nice. Because he still wants to be able to F you, King, rip your throat out? Yes. Average bear height is 9.8 feet on hind legs. Wow, thank you, Guinness Book Bear. The JQ is the Joe question, the Joe Rogan question. Owen is 5'19". That's a good point. I just want to stay with my own. And I can be friends with some of my best friends are like 5'9", 5'10". That's fine. You don't, like, being that height doesn't mean that you're evil. It just means that you can be a little more tempted than giants. That's why the average American president was always so tall, is because no one instinctively trusts little dudes with power because they freak out. They freak out. Because tall dudes have always been looked at as powerful, even when you're a kid. Like, they just look at you like, what do we do, tall guy? So little dudes are always so jealous, and they always think their dicks are so small. And they all, you know, so that they just spiral. And by the way, if those of you think that I'm being mean about short people, short males, there's short males right now laughing their ass off at this. Though, and so you don't have to worry about them. And any short males that are offended are the ones I'm talking about. And you should not have any compassion for those little bastards. Talk about Louis Farrakhan misdiagnosed termites. The termites aren't the Jews. It's the shorts. It's the specs. Napoleon syndrome. Well, here's the thing about Napoleon. Wasn't even short. That was propaganda. Fake news. I'm dead serious. Napoleon wasn't as short as he was saying. Napoleon was like 5'11". He wasn't short. That was total fucking fake news. Yeah. Tommy Robinson got his PayPal taken away. I already talked about that. And Breitbart News. Alyssa Milano offers Ruth Bader Ginsburg her ribs, kidney, and a lung. Now that bitch really wants to keep the baby butchering business going. The three B's. Baby butcher business. You know that you are just passionate about the baby butcher business when you're going to offer an 85-year-old witch your lungs. See, I think that's a win-win, though, because if she gives up her lungs, Ginsburg will still die immediately, and she won't be able to screech and scream anymore from her flying broom. So that's a win for the good guys all around. Owen, did you already talk about Tucker? Yeah, I did. I'm going to read some PayPals, and then I'm going to call it a day. I'm going to go buy some guns, because if Antifa comes to my house, I'm going to shoot them all in their fucking heads. Like, all of them. Not just the one kicking in the door. I'll go right down. I'll John Wick their asses. All right, what do we got here? Let's go to PayPal. So paypal.me/feedthebear if you want to feed that bear. Hugepianist.com for tour information and specials. Patreon.com/WDTL. WDTL stands for Why Didn't They Laugh? Which is how you can subscribe on iTunes. I'm banned from Twitter, but I do have someone that I trust very much running my a different Twitter, at Owen Comedy. Unbearablestore.com to get some sweet t-shirts like Socialism Always Ends in Starvation and Genocide. At Owen Ben Jam on Instagram. All right, let's read some of these. And yeah, any tips are very grateful because now I have to pay for his Coke problem. Sidekick Bear. Look at him. He's got Coke all over his nose. All right, let me read some of these. All right. Let's start with Nathan. Here we go. Hey, Ursa Major. That means bear. You said something once about people who had been through some stuff having extreme feelings about being bossed around, feeling like they're being subjugated. I was thinking that turn the other cheek and go the extra mile. Other way out of that when it gets intense. I'm not saying it's easy. You're a strange kind of badass for doing it. A Roman soldier could grab anybody and make them carry his pack for 1 mile. Naturally, people think there are two options, fight or submit. You either, oh, that's a very good point. You either get ugly or feel ugly. Whoa, that's a good, I'm enjoying this, Nathan. The unnatural third thing of doing extra good to bad people breaks that domination and it gives you your agency back. If you're a believer, it even changes who's asking. That guy preaching the Sermon on the Mount. Yeah, I can do that for him. Keep being awesome, Nathan. That's a good point. Sometimes just bearing the load and surviving is the opposite of being a cuck. It's a, I just think it requires so much moral fortitude that typically I'm just like, nah, fight back. But some people are capable of that, where you just day in and day out work, have your children, raise your children, just get through it. And then when the timing is better, you know, do what you got to do. That's a very good point. That guy made an awesome point. But it's very confusing with being a cuck sometimes. Like, cause some people, like a lot of people who do that are just cowards. And so it's tough for me to cite an example. I don't know. Because the thing is they're never worshipped. That's the irony. It's not like Bono. That's why I tell you guys not to make me into something I'm not. Because I would start not trusting myself. Does that sound fucking weird? If I'm ever doing stadiums, don't trust me. Unless it's about something bigger than me. Yeah. Having a healthy distrust of your own mind is not a bad thing. You could have used that when you were in the wilderness trying to get your hands on those berries and someone put one right through your head. Silly bear. What do you think about the people that want society as we know to collapse? Not the purely anarchist types, but the naive ends justify the means types. I used to think this way when my mind was lazy and was wandering. If that's perhaps a reason why post-apocalyptic media is so popular. Also, the kazoo is good for the soul, man. Have a good one. That's why I say it's not the end times, because I think saying it's the end times is almost, there's a narcissism to it. It may be the end times, but we don't know, and we can't know, and we have to just keep operating like our children will, that the trees we're growing, our children will enjoy. Because if not, it almost takes away some of your own agency to have to do right or wrong. If you're in the end times, it changes the game, and you don't have to burden the responsibility of just fighting through more muck to just survive. And so I think that's why people fantasize. Nick Swartzen once, when I used to open for him 10 years ago, longer than that, I used to be really scared of flying. And he said to me, he goes, "You're not special enough to crash." And I'll never forget that, because it really helped. Statistically, I'm not special. There's almost a narcissism to being scared of flying commercial, because the odds you crash are so low that you think that these special things are just going to keep happening to you. And I naturally have a little of that narcissism. It's not narcissism. It's more the American spirit. But like, why not me? Why not now? You know? But I think that can manifest into really dark things sometimes, where you think like, you know, the end is here. It's like, no, it isn't. You just have to get up and do your shit. Harry Bear, good morning. Big Bear, I am here in Yerevan, Armenia, and wanted you to give a shout out to the Marine Corps Embassy Security Guard Detachment over here. What's up, Marine Corps Embassy Security Guard Detachment? Nice. These men and women take on a tour of duty for the next 3 years of their lives in some of the toughest and most dangerous places in the world. God bless you guys. The 243rd Marine Corps birthday is tomorrow, November 10th, so please tell any Marine that you know, happy birthday, Marine. And Semper Fidelis, much love to you, Amy, Walter, Charlie, and all your belated family. Sincerely, Harry Bear, Unbearables. P.S. I found you in Armenia. There's a tweet. That dude's awesome. He flew all the way in to be at the taping of How Dare Me. You can get it at my website. But yeah, much love to the Marines. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like those people. Like, there's so much narcissism in our culture, myself included sometimes. The reason I know this is because I felt it. So don't think I'm being judgy. Like, he always tells me how judgy I am. It's like, why you gotta quote biblical passages and not just do blow and just fuck everybody and eat berries? Well, that's what got you killed, Sidekick Bear. Anyway. Some people find just getting out of bed in their suburban house and having to, like, see tweets that they don't agree with is so devastating that they believe the world is ending. Well, you have Marines in some of the toughest environments on the planet fighting for our ability to be annoyed. So that's why gratitude and having a big scope on the world is very important for happiness, because it's physically impossible to be happy. And a lot of these Marines will be happy if they have dry socks. And so who's really happier? The Marine with dry socks, who, you know, is dealing with all kinds of shit all around them all the time. And, or just some asshole like me who wakes up and thinks like, this tweet is annoying. The Marine with dry socks is happier if their heads are on straight. And I try every day through reading the Bible, hanging out with my kids, staying physically active, drinking water, planting things that I eat, preparing so that way the future isn't as scary. One of the reasons that people prepare, like we have all kinds of water and shit in our garage. And, you know, I have a garden and we grow stuff and we live in an area where we know our neighbors, all that stuff. It isn't paranoia. It alleviates anxiety. It's because if you have measures in place, impending doom isn't as scary because you just think, well, I mean, we have the water. And that's why people do it. Dean, I can't get to all these today. I'm blessed to have a lot of these. But so I'm just going to get to the bigger ones just because it's out of fairness, not because I'm a greedy asshole. It's just fair. Hey, oh, and here's some salmon to support the stream. Oh, that's a good way to put it. Keep it up. Also, please verify me as Tangent Bear. Welcome, Tangent Bear. You really did just turn on a tangent. You didn't have to make that sound, Soundkick Bear. It was a pretty funny joke I did. Let's see, you read a joke. You can't because you're dead because you were eating too many berries. All right, what we got here? Hey, Owen. I get so much out of listening to your streams, like a proud mom whose son is developing insight and wisdom. Hearing your process helps others work through their own ideas and opinions. You are on the right track. I'm so thankful you have a strong voice against the darkness. Sending love, light, and blessings to you, Amy, and the boys, Community Bear. Thank you, Community Bear. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm so against branding. Why, you know, months ago, when the Intellectual Dark Web put me on their website as a member of the Intellectual Dark Web, and I just day after day said how gay they were. And when Eric Weinstein said that I was bad for his brand because I will say all crazy words, even though he thought that I could be the everyman's genius or the working man's genius. That's how he described me. And I said it was very gay because there's no growth in branding. You can't grow. I'm just Owen. I'm doing my thing. I think I'm a bear. I have a bear sidekick. Consistency I'm all about, but branding where it's like, hey, I'm the pundit guy that's always thinks this. Think about just in the last year, how much growth I've had and we've all had that would be arrested development if I was branded as something. Like if I was just I'm just a relationship comic, or I'm just a right-wing guy, or I'm just I don't know, whatever. Then you can't grow. You become a prison of your own thoughts and of your own marketing scheme. It's all a scheme. Those guys, it's all a scam. When they just go, well, okay, are you blue or red today? Blue, I'm red? Okay, let's fight it out and collect the money. Because you do make more money short-term, but long-term, your life is just, you just become such a fucking pussy. Like, you can't trust your own thoughts because you have to filter it through your brand. Is this part of my brand? I don't know, fag. How about you just be your own man? Hey, Owen, we got one of your two bonuses for the year today. We got one of our two bonuses for the year today. Just want to send some your way for whatever you need. Thanks for the extremely entertaining and free podcasts and the hilarious specials you put out. Good luck on your upcoming tours, and I hope the fam is doing well. By the way, my bonus before tax was $1,450. After was $870. Makes me sick to look at gross pay. I guess it's why they call it that. That's a funny joke. That's why they call it gross. And they call it net because we're trapped in their net. But congrats, though. I mean, $870 is legit. Thanks for giving me a little taste of that, honey. I'm going to buy bullets. Dennis. Big Bear, the multi-generational destruction comes from the necessity to destroy the West. The West... but I do have some... I'm going to read your thing, full thing, obviously, but before I forget. But human beings don't fight the West. They try and get, like, money or sex or security. That my point was... It's bigger than nations. All right, hang on. The West can't be beaten economically or militarily. It has to be rotted from the inside out till it implodes. The primary tool is cultural Marxism, which spawned critical theory, white guilt, West guilt, feminism, political correctness, etc. Destroy God, destroy the family, destroy private property, and you destroy the nation. Then a totalitarian world rule can be implemented, be it fascist, communist, or a caliphate. This is why all these desperate groups are allies, like leftists and Muslims. They both want power, but both need to destroy the West first. Don't let them grind you down. They want us dead or enslaved. I agree with every single thing you're saying, except it can't be a human that's masterminding this, because that, okay, Marx wrote that shit, what, 170 years ago? You don't think long-term evil, like grind down a civilization so that power can invade, if you won't get the power. That's why I see that it's the devil. Because a human being doesn't have incentives or disincentives to do that. They would just think, like, let's say you're a guy who wants power and money and all this shit. You just figure out how you get to a powerful position and get money. You don't think about how to take a few centuries to grind down the West. It just isn't a timeline that our genitals aching for reproduction thinks. It has to be a deep and powerful evil. Hey, Big Bear, thanks for the latest free special. I don't want to be a freeloading communist fuck, so here's a few bucks since I'm too retarded to figure out how to increase the monthly subscription payments. Oh, don't even sweat. The fact you do that is unbelievably cool anyway, so just thank you. This is, you're incredible. All right, also, can I be re-verified as Punisher Bear? Welcome, Punisher Bear. I found on the website that there was already an Outlaw Bear. Happy USMC birthday to all the Marine Bears out there. Never forget the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Also on November 10th, God bless. God bless you, Punisher Bear. I think I'm going to wind down because I'm trying to not... I will do like the marathon ones every now and then, but... I told this dude I'd shout out his wife's thing. But... it was like I couldn't read it out loud. If he wrote me back, I got to shout out this one dude's wife's artwork. Hang on. Just give me a second. Sorry about this, guys. I just don't want to forget. Oh, here we go. Her Instagram is NAGWANZOUBISACH. Pronounced Nijwa Zoabi. All right. Yeah. So we were having a cool back and forth, and I like to shout out artists like bear art and whatnot. So there's that. How'd that all start? I can't remember. I don't know. I get it. I'm a big old softy, Sidekick Bear. No, I really do though. When people shout out for their like brothers or friends or wives or husbands or children, and they're like, oh, this will make their day if you just say this. I love that shit because there's real love in that. There's real love in that. And that's what this world needs. That's how you fight against evil. It's simple. It's just family unit is the thing you have the most control over. Get married. Don't even think about getting divorced ever. Have children, raise your children well, and that's it. All right. Yeah. Much love, Marines. God bless the Marines. Interesting fact about the Marines. You know why they're called Leathernecks? Is because in the Philippines, there were so many Muzzy terrorists way back in the day that would just keep chopping off the heads of all the good guys, us, and the bad guys, the Muzzies, that they would put thick leather around their necks to save their necks. Isn't that fun? That's why they're called Leathernecks. Shout out my Instagram. Well, now you're just looking. See, now I don't know if it's authentic or not. There's a lot of, and it's not just the Jews. A lot of people can be profiteers. I can't stop doing that joke. Makes me laugh so hard. Hit the like button. Subscribe. Hit the alert button. Share this because I am shadow banned. Please share. And hugepianist.com for tour dates. Patreon.com/WDTL. What else? Owen Benjamin Clips channel if you want short ones. At Owen Comedy on Twitter. At Owen Benjam on Instagram. Please email me any joke or song ideas. Someone sent me a funny one. A couple people have been sending me some funny ones. But at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com or comment on here. Comment on here joke ideas, song parodies, anything. Because I'm trying to get a full new hour. I don't know if I can do it this time. I don't know if I can have a full hour by December 6th. That's crazy. I'm going to get my brother on it though when I go back for Thanksgiving. But any joke ideas, songs, music is big. Music, because I actually kind of suck at thinking up new songs. I've done so many that I'm kind of out. But next week I will be in Texas with the great Steven Crowder making funny and merry. So tune in, become a Mug Club member. Those guys are awesome. So tune into all that. We're going to make some real funny shit. And Why Didn't They Laugh on iTunes or Audible or wherever you get your podcasts. If you just want the just the audio version and you don't want to use like data for YouTube or whatever, at youtube.com/OwenBenjaminLive for just the live streams, but then they disappear. So then go to at Owen Benjamin Comedy, because I'm about to upload this. Hit like, hit comment, share it. It's, you know, let's make the views and the numbers undeniable to these sick fucks. And much love to Tucker Carlson and his family. I'm about to go stock up on guns. I hope Tucker does the same thing. So next time they come to his house, they shoot them in the head. Oh, I'm sorry. I know that's awkward for you. He was shot in the head. But that's all right. Now he's Sidekick Bear. And thank you, Green Dragon Bear, for sending me Sidekick Bear. He's now my best friend. All right. Much love, everybody. Stay hydrated. Joy, not soy. And Hitler had his faults. But other than that, he did nothing wrong. Dude, by the way, someone commented yesterday. They're like, hey, Big Bear, I'm on board with you with a lot of things, and you're pretty funny. But this Hitler joke, this is freaking me out. If you think that the Hitler thing is real, don't come to my shows. No one needs you. Nobody, I'm not branded. No one needs your fucking ticket money or you to hang out or nothing. No one needs you. If you need me to explain to you that when I say Hitler, quote unquote, did nothing wrong, that I'm serious, get the fuck out. But seriously though, Hitler did nothing wrong. He was an angel.